So as far as you were talking before about having the album be like a letter to your fans, It's About Pride really sounds like that. It's like you're talking about, you know, everything that the band has been through and everything that music has been through. Is that the case?
Well, yes, and I, you know, it was like a kind of a testimonial, like, because I do feel a sense of pride having been a part of something like the phenomena of Southern rock, which when it was happening wasn't really referred to as that. It was some sort of a term that came up later. But it was a very impressionable time, not only for myself personally, but for the American popular musical landscape. And to spend time together on the road with the Marshall Tucker Band or the Charlie Daniels Band or the Lynyrd Skynyrd Group or, dare I say, the Allman Brothers, you know? It was like, you know, a dream. It was like a dream, and it was like you couldn't have asked for a better reward to your work, you know, than to be a part of that. And then, you know, in that second verse, you know, I kept trying to, or Billy and I actually kept trying to substantiate our affection and detail our connection to, you know, the emotions that created that image, musical image,
mm-hmm.
from, you know, Midnight Rider to Sweet Home Alabama to Charlie Daniels' record Fire on the Mountain, or whether it was, you know, a Toy Caldwell's Can't You See. It was like every one of those images was a cornerstone to that moment in time, and then we have an optimistic outlook for the last verse, you know. And I was a little reticent to sing the line, like a faded Southern uniform, my hair has turned to gray. I thought, maybe that's a little too corny, or maybe it's a little too History Channel or whatever, but I think ultimately people kind of embrace that, you know, kind of homespun lyrical approach, and I don't know, I just, that song was always clearly sort of the message of the album.